Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Welcome to your current affairs update for Tuesday, the 7th of December. A report from the think tank Theos has criticised attempts to restrict the influence of religious beliefs in education as harmful and unfair. In Doing God in Education, author Professor Trevor Cooling, director of the National Institute for Christian Education Research at Canterbury Christchurch University in the UK, said education needed to depart from the secular humanist viewpoint that religious standpoints were clutter. He added, "To argue for Doing God is to ask that religious and non-religious worldviews are treated as resources to be tapped in the cause of pupil well-being and flourishing." Prayed for an end to violence on Sunday during his Angelus address.
Cari amici, in questo tempo di avvento,
in this Advent season in which we are all called to nurture our awaiting the coming of the Lord and to welcome him among us, I invite you to pray for all situations of violence, intolerance, suffering in the world, that the coming of Jesus may bring consolation, reconciliation and peace.
Affinché la venuta di Gesù
at the end of his Angelus address Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for the many difficult situations, such as the continuous attacks that occur in Iraq against Christians and Muslims, the clashes in Egypt where there are deaths and injuries, the victims of traffickers and criminals, such as the drama of the hostages, Eritreans and of other nationalities, in the Sinai Desert. He said respect for the rights of all is the prerequisite for peace. Our prayer to the Lord and our solidarity can bring hope to those who are suffering.
E la nostra solidarietà possono portare speranza a coloro che si trovano nella sofferenza.
And the Pope has also stressed the Christian roots of Hungary during a recent meeting with the country's president.
The Pope this morning received in private audience the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. During the cordial talks, the Prime Minister explained the current social, economic and political life of the country. Also stressed was the importance of Christian tradition in the life of the nation and the role of the Catholic Church in its renewal. The talks then turned to Hungary's presidency of the European Union, which begins in January next year, as well as some points of convergence between Hungary and the Holy See on the main issues affecting Europe. Finally, issues regarding regional relations and cooperation were discussed.
A UN body has approved formal jurisprudence that elaborates the rights and practical recommendations for the protection of migrant domestic workers, some of whom live in near slavery conditions. Collaborating with the International Catholic Migration Commission, Caritas Internationalis and other agencies, the UN Committee on Migrant Workers last week voted to adopt the new guidance in the form of a general comment that acknowledged that migrant domestic workers, who include many Asian Catholics living in Gulf states, are at heightened risk of certain forms of exploitation and abuse. Archbishop Mario Conti has welcomed the Scottish Parliament's rejection of the End of Life Assistance Scotland Bill. It was strongly rejected by SNPs last Wednesday by 85 votes to 16, with two abstentions. Archbishop Conti said, "I am very satisfied at the outcome of the vote. It would, had it been successful, have breached the absolute prohibition in law on the taking of innocent life or assisting in doing so." He said he hoped attention could be turned instead to palliative care. And you might just have a chance to have one of your own compositions played before the young people of the world in Madrid next year. Rome Reports explains how.
Do you want your song to be played in front of hundreds of thousands of youngsters? All you have to do is submit a winning song about the meaning of World Youth Day. The organizers of the August 2011 event will hold a contest that will select several songs to be played during the festivities in Madrid. Previous World Youth Days in major international cities like Manila, Paris, and Rome attracted millions of youngsters. so winning might just make you an instant star. Keep an eye on the event's website. Contest rules will be published in the coming weeks. We do know that the lyrics should revolve around the World Youth Day theme. If you get writer's block, you can click on the Pope's message for World Youth Day in Madrid for some instant inspiration.
And that's all for today's update. Thanks for being with us. See you again tomorrow.